with the first episode of The Season's Tough Enough in the books, you gotta wonder, what's the deal with the format change? It kind of feels like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with a wrestling edge to it. The actual, like, reality show portion of the show was solid. I enjoyed it. Tanner is a blast. Gigi, blast. I mean, there's ZZ, he's funny. You've got, like, the big guy click. You've got the Diana who wants to get married. You got Amanda who's, like, a beast. She's, like, beautiful and she's, like, doing really well in the challenges. So the show's got the flavor that it needs in order to be a successful reality show. But then you have to wonder about the live segments just felt forced. And it felt like the WWE was trying to take advantage of their connection with Full Sail University and try to give it more of like a WWE Network type of flavor. But the bottom line is the show was better formatted the way that it was before. So the big question is, are we going to see less of these live segments moving forward? Or is the show going to continue to grow and be something that it really wasn't the last time it was on television? But overall, I mean, you have to like what you see. Tanner is, at this point, in obviously the best shape. But as we've seen before, anything could happen. Martin, Luke, in the last season, those two guys were easily in the best shape. Martin gets hurt. Lucas's attitude hurts him at the end. So now you have to say to yourself, like, is Tanner's attitude going to hurt him? ZZ is in horrible shape, but he's got a great personality. We could see when they start cutting promos, if he lasts, can he cut promo? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered moving forward, but so far, so good. This could easily be like one of the coolest seasons of Tough Enough yet, but I don't think we've seen enough to really judge if any of these guys have the caliber to be future WWE superstars or divas.